Well, good morning. It's Saturday, January the 2nd, 2021. It is 9:03 a.m. in Honolulu. I realized yesterday that the date was wrong. If I use Japan time, if I use Tokyo time, it was actually the 2nd, because it's on the other side of the international date line. But if I use Honolulu time, it's still on this side. So yeah, hi, good morning. Aloha. It's all just funny business. Gosh, you got heated up here. I'm walking into the sun. It's a beautiful, beautiful afternoon. 40 degrees here, walking the beach in Honolulu. I don't really have a lot to talk about today. I'm just trying to get reestablished. And thinking about things that I want to do instead of things that I have to do. Because a lot of the things that I think about when I think about them, it's like, I have to write. No, I want to write. Or I have to walk. No, I want to walk. And try to keep that mindset, trying to keep that headspace that says, okay, this is the thing that you want to do. Why aren't you doing it? Go ahead and do it. You have permission. So why aren't you writing? I've written today. I plan to write when I go home. Or I'll see whether or not I follow through on a plan. Factorio is proving to be irresistible. I was going to say almost irresistible, but no, irresistible. It's my ADHD has hyper-focused on Factorio, and everything else just sort of disappears. I get in the flow. I sat down this morning at like 5:30, and the next thing I knew, it was 9:00. And I have no idea how you know, it's like somewhere in there, my alarm went off and told me to take my pill at 8:00, and I forgot to do that until 9:30. So part of my ritual is part of the ritual that I'm trying to develop is Pomodoro time. Oh, come on. This is so icy. Using the Pomodoro timer on mynoise.net. 25 on, 5 off, 25 on. And writing, I need to take some quests in For the Words. I need to give myself some other focus so that I can focus on writing. I'm working on some backstory stuff right now. So it doesn't really matter what words. This is the thing. This is, you know, I tie myself in knots. And what I'm trying to do is to stop tying myself in knots. And in knots, I mean N-O-T-S, not K-N-O-T-S. I'm tying myself in knots. So it's not really writing unless I'm working on a novel. That's not true. I'm not really writing unless I'm... Well, putting words on the page, yes. I have to put words on the page. I want to put words on the page. Words on the page means I have something I can edit. Words on the page means I'm organizing my thinking. Words on the page mean I'm closer to a novel. And the walk part is really part of that process, that first mile of thinking. I was thinking about when you read the Barbarian book, one of the characters in it is Waisar ibn al-Salim. Waisler Ibn Salim, called the Scholar. And he's an old man. He's the wise advisor to the main character. And so one of the things that I've been doing is, as we discover more about the main storyline, as EJ and I hammer this thing together. Oh, geese, where are they? Oh, too far away. Oh, there's some more. We're gonna get geese overhead? Maybe. There's something about the sound. I don't know what it is, but there's something about the sound of a flock of geese flying overhead. It just... Anyway, Waisler's journal is his diary. The diary he kept as he was on his travels, as he was touring the land, as he was finding his way. They don't really constitute stories so much as they encapsulate glimpses of the world. They encapsulate the pieces that come together as part of the backstory and get woven into the tale as we build it. So telling Waisler's story, and one of the things that we're toying with is that perhaps some of these journal entries would have a, what's it called? An epigram? No, that's not right. Maybe it is. The chapter heading. A little chapter heading was an excerpt of from Waisler's journal. And so It's not like we need another more words to put on this page, because this is a long book already. But just trying to make the story as rich as possible. Trying to make the experience of the story as rich as possible to draw the reader in. And so just chipping away a little bit at Waisler's journal, even though the silly part is that it's not the book I want to be writing. I want to be writing the Ishmael book. Now, one of the problems with the Ishmael book is that, and I stumbled on the answer to that as I was walking along this morning, is that in all the other books, Ishmael had a change to deal with. And in this one, he doesn't have a change. I haven't thought of what the change might be. So the challenge for me at this point is to come up with a change in Ishmael, or a change in Pip, or a change in Zoe, or one of them, ideally all of them, that can drive the story going forward. Now, there is a change that has to happen over the course of the series. There are, in fact, four changes that have to happen over the course of the series. And trying to figure out where they might each occur. Well, that might be my answer right there. Okay. Oh, jeez. I'm trying to stop walking hunched over. It's difficult because I keep wanting to watch my footing on the ice. But I also noticed the other day I was doing crunches. I've started doing my basic floor exercise, which is 10 push-ups, 10 crunches, 10 alternating crunches, just to try to recover some of the physical conditioning that I had 1 year ago, 2 years ago, and lost over the last, the last year cost so much. So yeah, that's where I am. That's what's going on today. That's Factorio is ridiculously fun. That's the problem. It appeals to my builder instinct. It's the same problem I have with Minecraft. There's always one more thing to do. Oh yeah, I was just gonna do this. Well, I gotta do this one more. And there's one more thing after that. And I start to do one thing and realize that I need to do something else first. So I go off and do that, which reminds me, get ready to stay with it, my post. So before I know it, I've got half a dozen projects half done. And each one a cascade feeding the next that wasn't done. So that one thing turns into 20 things. And the next thing you know, it's 4 a.m. Not literally in my case, but figuratively. Okay, stand straight. Chest out, shoulders back, head up. Back forward and your shoulders back. So I keep looking around. A little kid wandering around outside in a diaper. Oh, I'm at the dead zone, aren't I? Look at that. Oh my God. It's really amazing how often it's like I've got to that point where I have to talk about what I'm reading now because I've run out of other things. And I'm still reading Must Love Charms. I think this may be the last one of the series that I'm gonna play it, and I'm gonna go read something else after this. It's an interesting story. They're well written, they're well done. But I need to change pace. So one of the deals that I've made with myself, one of the agreements, is that as long as it's physically possible, that as long as I don't have some physical reason to not walk, even if the weather's bad, even if the footing is bad, the only reason I won't walk is if I have to shovel the driveway, because that's a workout by itself. But if I can't walk outside, I'm going to walk on the treadmill and try to get built back up again to 2 miles a day, to get back on track on 2 miles a day, because 2 miles a day makes a big difference in my mental health and my outlook altogether. And one of the things that is also what I want to do. What I want to do is realize that some days it's not going to work. Like yesterday, I learned like 449 words. Today, I may not even get to 1,000. Ideally, that would be good. If I could get to 1,000 today, that would be, you know, I wouldn't be falling quite so far behind as if I wrote none, or if I only wrote 500. Hello, hello.
Thank you.
Take me a minute to understand why he was thanking me. It's because I stepped out into the street to give him the sidewalk. Neither of us is wearing a mask, so. Oh, I should have looked to see how many people I have on my mailing list. I'm in a contest at ConvertKit to add 100 new subscribers over the course of the month, which should be pretty easy. And to do that, I've built a landing page over there, so that instead of just filling out the form, you can go to the landing page. So I think what I'm going to do is take the form off my website and substitute that link, that space to link to the landing page. Because I could do that in the sidebar without having to put the silly widget on every page. It drives me crazy because it's too many places. If I make a link in the sidebar, then you can just take the sidebar link if they want to subscribe. So the question is, can I add 100 people by the end of the month? I think just if I didn't do anything, I think I'd add 100 people by the end of the month, but maybe not. The mailing list grows slowly, organically. People discover me, people subscribe. I get three or four a day. You know, 30 days, 2 a day is only 60, 3 a day is 90, 4 a day would do it, 4 a day would be 120. So maybe I'll do a little bit of newsletter promotion. And we're crossing the last street, coming up on the back fence. It's a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I'm glad I don't have to go anywhere this afternoon. I can go hunker down inside and try to write. At any rate, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.